Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So Mike, Robert Kraft's spa masseuse was arrested after video showed she had an encounter. Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. Cops have arrested another woman in the Robert Kraft prostitution case.
Yeah, there was no human trafficking, by the way. That was a bit of an exaggeration by the prosecutors.
Well, that's a big one, though.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's out there. Look, I mean, I'm not going to defend the Patriots owner, but I will say this. They made a big grandstand about human trafficking, and there's none of that in this case. Not involving Robert Kraft, not at the spa. Everybody's a resident. Everyone's got a driver's license, so good luck with that. I was seeing Jeff Schultz. He was talking about it with one of the ESPN legal analysts about this on social media. And he was like, who wants to see that video? And I was like, come on, man. I think it's a new niche, Carl. Septuagenarian billionaire porn. I think there's a niche for everybody out there somewhere.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if that category doesn't already exist, Mike.
No, we could have owners gone wild. You have Bob Kraft getting freaky. You'd have Jim Irsay with his affliction shirts popping oxy like Tic Tacs from a couple of years ago. Yeah, think about this, Carl. We could put it in the soundtrack of Bad Boys, Bad Boys. Just a thought.
The judge ruled, her name is, this is public knowledge, her name is Mingba. Or Mingbai, maybe.
Hey, Mingbai.
Mingbai.
I'll take the regular.
Released on a $5,000 bond on the condition, Mike, she surrenders her passport and does not work in the spa massage industry. So that's the...
Well, I mean, you know, Kraft is lawyered up on this one, and there's a temporary injunction for the county not to... The only reason they want to release the videotape is to embarrass Mr. Kraft into making a deal. You know, and I don't know if that's, you know, how the legal process is supposed to play out, but, you know, Bob Kraft and his team, they got their own plan. We'll see. You think this thing gets finished by the season? Time season starts?
You want to see, do you really want to use that phrase, get finished?
Well, that's Mingba's job.
By the way, I'm just reading the report. We'll get to an NFL blitz here in a second. Kraft joined in the...
Well, cut to the juicy stuff.
Well, that's what I mean. Kraft was joined in the massage room by two women. One of them was Mingbai. And officials say that the encounter was captured on surveillance.
Oh, no.
And shows both Mingbai and...
Is it Mingbai or is it Mingbai?
Mingbai. Using their hands on Kraft.
You bet they were.
That's what this is.
I got to jet off to Kansas City for the AFC Championship.
Really, Bo?
I got to release some stress. I need a loaded gun in my pants, Cal.
Well, apparently it was a big loaded gun. It shows both women having their hands on Kraft.
Oh, see, I mean, if anything, Mr. Kraft, you got something to be proud of.
So, officials say Mingbai was involved in...
That's Mingbai.
...in other acts with several other men at the spa. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing and it's awkward. I mean, if this was an NFL player, you know, and I know a different set of rules for the owners, certainly, but, you know.
Don't there just be more acts for all this grief? I'm just saying.
Mingbai. I just want to.
Couple of hands. I'm just saying.
Now, does Mingbai look like the older woman that Adam Sandler got with in Happy Gilmore? I mean, how old does she look like?
Here, come look at this picture.
Hold on, let me slide over here.
Look at this picture right here. Can you see that? That's her.
All right.
What do you think?
If I was at Cleopatra's barge at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday in Vegas, okay. I might just roll the dice on that.
All right, that's yeah. She, and it look, I don't know if that's a, that's, is it insulting? I don't know if that's a wig or not.
No, that's a style, girl.
Okay, I don't know.
A lot of Asian women have bangs.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is really long bangs though. They're really long. It almost.
Oh,
looks
you
like
bet some, it was long
okay.
bangs.
You know what?
With Mingbai.
It is Dukes and Bell, man. We are. Here, hanging out with you guys. We'll be at Mercedes-Benz on Thursday, getting you ready for the draft. We just report the news, guys. We just tell you guys what's going on.
It is interesting to see, you know, how again, when is Roger Goodell? You know, I mean, there's nothing.
Never.
There's nothing that Bob Kraft can't be a part of because there's nothing going on right now. I mean,
no.
They already had the owners' meeting.
Let's be honest, though. Are you going to suspend him from his own team for this? You should.
Well, if the way you treat players, Ezekiel
you
Elliott.
Should.
Last time I checked, Ezekiel Elliott is kind of the poster boy for I didn't really do anything wrong that you've got anything to charge me with. You know, and he lost half a season. So, I mean, be very interesting. Jim, what did Irsay get a year? Because Irsay was, I mean, it was like over $100,000 in prescription drugs that he had no prescription for.
He paid that big fine.
Yeah, I think he had half a season on that, too.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he should, but I don't know if he will. Hey, reminder, speaking of the draft, it's brought to you by Northern Tool and Equipment. Tune in on Thursday, guys. Get the latest team draft updates right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks to our draft sponsor, Northern Tool and Equipment. Take advantage of huge savings at northerntool.com. We've got a lot of stuff going on around the NFL, man.
By the way, Scoot did get the particulars on it. Irsay was a $6.5 million fine.
Okay. So what would this get?
Probably similar, right? I mean, both illegal. I mean, both felony. Or is it misdemeanor in press case?
You know what, Bo? Never mind. Bo is in my ear, and he just basically used the phrase. It was just some hands.
I went in for a massage. I didn't. Who's going to argue? You got two women. I thought they were going to work my lower back before the flight.
Oh, yeah. They worked it.
They were helping my sciatica.
I told him right there.
Big Baz, a sciatica specialist there.
Yeah. I just went in for a massage. I went in for a massage the other day. Yes. And I'm one of these guys that, like, I want to be worked, you know?
Then what happened?
No, and trust me, I wasn't a Robert Kraft. And literally, she's asking me, you know, how's that? Is it too much pressure? And I'm like, no. And she's like, what about now? No. Like, I want to feel, you know what I'm talking about? I want them to dig in. When's the last time you had a massage?
When the day I got married down in Jamaica. It was part of, like, the whole hotel package.
You haven't had a massage in 3 years?
Five. It'll be 5 years in July. I'm not a massage guy.
Wow.
I got to go to an orthopedist or a chiropractor. Dude, one tiny point of pressure too much, and then I'm out. And then I'm walking around like I'm in traction. Okay? So the girl, you know, this beautiful Jamaican woman, like, how does that feel? You want more pressure? I'm like, no, that's fine. Because I'm always one slip of a disc from being back, and I can't move. Like right now, I got to get the rotator cuff. No, don't touch me.
Okay, so you're all banged up.
Yeah. You know, because I got a buddy just got it done. Got to wear a sling for nine. Imagine me, I'm so hyper, 9 weeks in a sling.
You wouldn't do it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Then I'd have to do legs. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. Maybe that's going to lead us to a game winner, something you haven't done in a long time.
But anyway, so how was it? So she was deep tissue?
No, it was, I wanted deep tissue, but she kept saying, you know, is this okay? And then finally she's like, what about now? She's got her elbow in my back, you know? Right. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. Because I want that deep, like, I want to be sore after the massage. You know what I mean? And usually, here's what I'm getting to. You can't get that with women. You usually have to get a male masseuse. Right. So then I have an issue because I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, and then you're Johnny Drama and Entourage.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if I want to do that. Right, so that's where I'm going with this. Either way, she did a great job, and we won't mention names or locations.
All right, man. We got lots of stories because we're getting closer to the draft. You ready for it? Say it. Say it.
Let's get to an NFL Blitz. Hush.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, here's what I think. And I don't know what I think, but I think I know. Kyler Murray is going number one. Now, that's not a surprise. But over the last couple of days, the last 48 hours, I'll be honest with you, I've spoken with people who said the Cardinals are certainly not completely sold. And the reason is, and Mike, it gets back to, are we willing to pass up Nick Bosa?
Right.
And arguably the best player in this draft. And I think Bosa's getting disrespected, by the way. I love Devin White, Squid. I think Quinnen Williams, to me, is the best player in this draft and most impactful. But I also think Bosa's just kind of one of those guys we haven't really talked a lot about.
No, because we didn't get to see him for the second half of the season for the Buckeyes.
Exactly.
But he's a baller, man.
He is.
Some are saying better than the brother.
And that's the thing. So they're contemplating, at least they have been. But here's what I know. As of right now, the fact that Lincoln Riley's system, Cliff Kingsbury's system, they're very similar. Kingsbury ran what they call air raid at Texas Tech. Lincoln Riley, we've seen it, Georgia fans. You know what they do at Oklahoma. It's very similar. And Kyler Murray is familiar with it. Here's the thing about Kyler Murray. This blew me away. And I had a buddy of mine in Texas tell me, he says, you do realize the kid never lost a high school game. And I know it's high school.
Right.
But he started as a freshman. He was 42-0 in high school and won three state championships at the highest level in Texas.
He's a winner.
He is a winner, Mike. And then, think about it. Goes to A&M, transfers, one season in Oklahoma, winner. I mean, that's what you're getting with this kid.
And you pass the eye test. I mean, remember that game against Alabama where you're sitting there, it's like, well, it looked like this is over. It kept rallying, didn't quit. You know what I mean? I think certainly, there's a guy that I do like his moxie. I wish I had a little bit more to see of him. You know, like, you know, we talked about earlier, Deshaun Watson, you had a number of seasons to see. Remember, he got injured and then came back and had a couple of full years. He could have come out a year sooner. But I still think you've seen everything other than the height thing, which was answered at the combine. He hit the magic number of 5'10 or whatever. That he's okay.
Did fireworks go off?
As if he's 5'9. Oh, no, can't do it. But I know next year, this finger's this close apart. Oh, you can play in the NFL, son. But that's why you got to remember, guys, a third of these dudes will not be playing football in 5 years. In the first round. That's what people don't forget. I mean, you think they're professionals. These personnel guys, they know this much more than you and I do over watching the same stuff. It shows year after year.
Yeah, it really is.
Otherwise, guys would be at the same teams for years and years and years. Guys get fired all the time.
You roll the dice, no doubt about it. So that's where I'm at. That's what I think. Thursday, we'll see where I'm at.
Do the Raiders trade up to get Kyler Murray?
Now, here's the thing. Great question. What would happen is the Raiders then, guys, all right, would have the number one pick. In return, the Cardinals would get pick 24 and 35. You'd swap four, okay? So the Cardinals would have 4,
right.
24, and 35. That would be the asking price to go get Kyler Murray at number one.
And for guys who are hitting us up on the text line, if you traded Carr, remember the cap space has to work. I don't know what the ramifications were on that. And what is Carr? Carr's a backup, you know, at this point to Rosen, right? Or does Rosen now watch Carr? I mean, that's just something to throw in. Again, that's a sidebar, you know, tied to that argument.
But, yeah, it's a very interesting deal. And I'm talking about the possible trade for the Raiders to go up to number one. Mike, that's the asking price. Now, we swap. I get 4. I get 24. I get 35.
If you feel that the Cardinals are, in fact, going to hold on to that pick and go with Kyler Murray, Josh Rosen, according to Todd McShay, it's the same three teams. It's Giants, Dolphins, Patriots.
Okay.
Giants and Dolphins have kind of emerged as a little more interest now in the last couple days. Jason LaConfora throws the Bengals out there as a trade partner for Rosen on day two of the draft. And the Chargers are another team, which apparently has been interesting. I saw that this morning on NFL Network.
This is what's intriguing. So Murray going one, right? Again, what I think. Rosen then becomes the most interesting chess piece and what teams are willing to give up for him. Because, Mike, in essence, he's back in the draft. I mean, he played last year in minimal games. He played, three games last year, whatever it was? How many games he played in? Here's the deal with Rosen, though. He now becomes a guy that all these teams are saying maybe they're interested or not interested in, but he's another quarterback that you could throw into this draft and say, would I rather have Rosen or Drew Lock? Would I rather have Rosen, okay, if you're the Redskins, or whoever your quarterback is? All the teams that are looking at quarterbacks then have to reevaluate and go, where was Rosen on the board for us last year, and does he still fit with what we do?
I mean, Rosen's got everything size-wise. We talked about this yesterday. Everything that some general managers are looking for, he's got it. But there was all that stupid personal stuff that came up, which meant nothing.
No, I'm sorry. You know, He won three games, right? That's what it was. He won three games, started 13.
But remember coming out of UCLA, oh, he's got rich parents. He doesn't have to do this for a living. Well, he wants to. He said, and he's basically handled this situation with class.
No doubt.
All he said was he's frustrated that he's in limbo. I don't think that's creating a snit fit. You're just telling it like it is.
Yeah.
You know, you came here to go do a job, and now only a year under your belt, and the team's one of the worst in football, and the coach got fired. You know, and you're like, I'd like to prove I can do it here in Arizona. And he has said that on the record.
Here's the thing about Arizona. They're a mess. Now, I don't know if they will be moving forward, but they broke every NFL rule. And you know what the rule is? You don't hire Dan Quinn and fire him after a year. You don't draft a quarterback in the first top 10 or the first round and then move on from him the next season.
Right.
That is so, un-NFL-like, Mike, that the rules have been broken. The Cardinals did all of that. And now they've turned the page, so, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, because, again, everybody out there, you know, has to go with, hey, it's got to be an offensive coach, and offensive coaches have to look like Sean McVay in this last hiring period. Hey, some other rumors from the trade market. Remember when Robert Kimdichie was the next big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that hasn't panned out. According to Albert Breer, Robert Kimdichie, he's on the trade market from the Cardinals. I mentioned this to you off the air earlier. The Browns, Duke Johnson, they're looking to move him. Would you give, right now, if you're the Falcons, would you give a fourth-round pick for Duke Johnson?
Yeah, I told you guys this about a month and a half ago when I said this is a perfect fit. He doesn't cost a lot. I like free, but I got to have insurance. And for what Ito Smith is, to me, Ito steps in the role of what Coleman was for us.
Right.
Okay.
You're looking for defensive linemen. Again, we've added everybody who's out there for the Falcons over the last few weeks. It's under $1 million. Eric Armstead from the Niners, the Raiders, Justin Ellis apparently being chopped as well. And the Cowboys looking to move on from Allen Hurns.
This is our NFL Blitz, guys. Mickey Loomis, that's the general manager of the New Orleans Saints, says, Mike, he is looking for big things from defensive end Marcus Davenport.
Marcus Davenport.
The Saints do not have a first-round pick this year. Mickey Loomis saying that the Saints have basically, you know, a developmental system that they believe he's going to become a great pass rusher, and he just might. But here was the thing. You gave up your draft to get him, and then you didn't get it done. Okay? That's a fail. You don't give up your entire draft, and then you don't get there. And that was the thing about Saints fans who didn't get that last year. It was all good until the NFC Championship game. But even if you got here, I don't even know if they beat the Patriots. That's a woulda, coulda, shoulda. Right. But to me, Mike, if the Falcons gave up their entire draft and we go get Quinnen Williams, we better get our butts to the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, I mean, when you look at it, if you believe in the free agent moves with the offensive line, we're pretty good to go. We need a tackle and you need an extra defensive back. That's basically it. I mean, things you have to have. Yes, you'd like to have another outside linebacker. You'd like to have another safety. You'd like to have more depth on your own line. But truth be told, Carl, you could go trade up and get Quinnen Williams, and I think we'd look at it the way we looked at Julio. You know, back in 2011, let's go get in the playoffs and win it all, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, man, if you missed it earlier, Frank Clark, 5-year deal from the Chiefs. They sent a bunch of picks. They sent a second. They swapped thirds. And this year's first to go get Frank Clark, one of the solid pass rushers that was out there. And Seattle couldn't get the deal done. And Patrick Peterson, there was rumors saying he was going to be splitting maybe on the way to Kansas City. No confirmation on that yet.
All right, man. We got a lot more to get to. Braves talk. Folty is on his way back, and we'll analyze the bullpen next.
So how was it?
Well, I wanted deep tissue, but she kept saying, you know, is this okay? What about now? She's got her elbow in my back.
What we have here, little yellow sister, is a magnificent specimen of pure Alabama, but ain't too mucu.
It is Dukes and Bell. Folty's on his way back. And listen, I think for the starting pitching and I think also for the pitching staff, it's going to be a shot in the arm. Now, is Folty going to maybe struggle here coming off of these rehab starts? Because, Mike, you know, they gave him – actually, I think they gave him one extra rehab start just to kind of make sure. And he didn't pitch too well in it.
Now, the innings were up. Yeah, it was at 89, I think, or it was 90 was the pitch count, which is the all-important thing these days. But, yeah, he gave up some hits. And according to the guys who are watching the games, I saw this from Mark Bowman and Dave O'Brien. Had it. Mark and MLB.com and our buddy Dave O'Brien in The Athletic. That in his rehab starts, Folty has been giving up hard contact. Guy's been putting bat on the ball. So that means, you know, maybe about location or more movement with the pitches. Either way, I'll take our lumps with him. Let's get him back up to the show and let's get him in. He does know how to pitch in the bigs, so let's go get him back up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he does.
As I said earlier, these guys are not Fabergé eggs, okay? They're athletes. Let's get them up there and let's get them back to work.
So when you look at what's been going on with the bullpen, all right, let's take a look at Luke Jackson first. And when Luke Jackson gave up two hits, two walks, and four runs, and then that grand slam on opening day, everybody's like, oh, Luke Jackson, he's terrible. Jackson was relieved, you know, and certainly everybody thought, all right, this guy's not going to be here for a long term. All of a sudden, Mike, Jackson has allowed, you know, nine hits and three walks, totaling 15 strikeouts and 9 1/3 scoreless innings in his past nine appearances. Now, for us, and again, this is hardcore baseball stuff, for the nerds, as Mike and I like to say, mm-hmm. We're not watching this every night. What I watch is the eye test. The guy comes in, he's terrible. I go, he was terrible. But when you break down the numbers, all of a sudden, Luke Jackson has got a little redemption is what we're getting to. His last 9 1/3 scoreless innings in his last nine outings or appearances, that's pretty good, considering how opening day went and that first week of the season where you were like, oh, this is going to be terrible. A.J. Minter's another guy. You know, since giving up two walks in his season debut, that was April 4th. He allowed two hits, two runs, and a homer in his next outing. That was April 6th against the Marlins. Minter's shown some progress, guys. Five scoreless outings in his past six appearances. Mm-hmm. So you start looking at this from that angle, and you go, okay, well, maybe the bullpen, maybe Minter, they're starting to come along here, and things are going to get better for us. All we can do is cross our fingers. As far as Folty, he gives us a shot with starting pitching, and Mike and I have said this, whether it's Gausman, Fried, Folty, we need six and a third, seven innings every night.
Yeah, man. Gausman tonight, by the way, he'll be going up against Sonny Gray for the Reds as they kick it off up there at the ballpark in Cincinnati. Fried has been just getting the love. Everybody's recognizing it. Dave O'Brien had a blog that a couple of scouts around the bigs are taking notice that he's a number one or a two on many teams right now. Sure, it should be a one or two on the Braves, and I think he's making that case right now. Mm. Apparently, Buster Aldi was I'm doing my Tim Kirchin voice, yeah. But Buster talks like a normal person. But Buster was saying that Max Fried, again, has really become one of the best pitchers in the bigs. And, yeah, no argument here. You look at all the stats, all the numbers we've kicked. He should be 4-0 right now. And, unfortunately, he is not eligible for the Rookie of the Year, guys, because he had more than 50 innings pitched last season for the Braves.
So, tonight, we'll see what happens. Listen, the series played out completely different than what I thought it was going to in Cleveland. You know, after you lose that first game and then the way Tookie started, you go, pfft. In the second game, for the bullpen to step up the way they did, we got to give credit where credit's due. And for those last two games against the Indians, bullpen was really good. And so let's just hope that that continues. Because, Mike, the one thing I think is going to continue is the bats. I think this team, from what we're seeing, is going to be able to score runs. And the flexibility with the lineup, whether you want to hit Acuna leadoff or you want to hit him fourth or fifth, whether you want Ender up there, Donaldson is getting hot, I think, right now. And listen, I want to see him hot in September, but I also want to see him get on a tear where he puts a little fear in the other, you know, opponent's pitcher's mind that, listen, you got to pitch around me. Okay, well, then you're going to pitch to Freeman. Oh, you better pitch around him. Okay, well, then you're going to pitch to Mark Akins or Acuna. I mean, that's what we got right now.
Everybody is looking good, with the exception, unfortunately, of Dansby, who has cooled off a little bit. He's down to 254 after being way over 300 earlier in the season. But, you know, Markakis, he's still raking. Flowers, when he's in there, is raking. McCann is hitting well. Everybody out there, I mean, there's nothing really to argue about, Carl. I mean, I'll take a Dansby at 254 if he's a gold glove shortstop. That's always been our position. If he hits for power, that's the bonus. But the pitching, it's all where it starts and ends for me. If you can continue to hump along, I know you brought up Luke Jackson and Shane Carl and some of these guys. You know, just when you think a guy's turned the corner, he poops the bed. Let's hope that they get a little more consistent. Otherwise, you're going to have to trade for some bullpen help, certainly by the trade deadline.
Now, the other baseball story, at least a lot of people are talking about it, is Bryce Harper being ejected.
What'd you think?
I thought it was, again, the ump wanting to be the show. And we say this a lot, and I know some of you guys are like, well, this can't be always the case. I just think you've got to have thick skin as an umpire and realize if guys are upset about balls and strikes, okay, and Bryce Harper in his first game at Citi Field as a member of the Phillies, it was a long rain delay. If you didn't get a chance to see it, Harper was ejected in the top of the fourth inning of a 5-1 loss after chirping, and he was chirping from the bench after he struck out looking at a high fastball. And so here he is saying, you know, you've missed a couple of calls. Your strike zone's been all over the place. He then goes to the dugout, Mike, and we couldn't see or hear what he was saying, but obviously it got the goat of the ump, and the ump was like, you're out of here!
Looks like Crash Davis said one of those words you just can't say, fans. Oh, Crash called him a... Anyway, you got the clean version for the kids? Anyway, if you remember the movie Bull Durham, look, the way I was brought up to watch baseball back, and you were in the same boat. Umpires are like human spittoons. They're there for the abuse, okay? They're there not to be the show. And if people are calling you a blanker and this and that, you're not supposed to take your mask off and walk over to the on-deck circle. Just sit there and do your job, okay? These guys, I'm so willing and I'm hoping that Rob Manfred realizes the next step to making baseball better and speeding up the game is to blank can all of these umpires the way they did the last, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
When the union got
they've regenerated.
They got too big for their britches. It's grown back like a starfish.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the Angel Hernandez's, all these chumps. I mean, these are the dudes that need to go.
It was Mark Carlson who ejected Harper. This was in a game last night. So, you know, and Harper came sprinting out of the dugout, by the way. Gabe Kapler ran out there. What are you doing?
Right.
But then here's the thing. Some of Harper's teammates, and not all, a couple of guys are like, listen, man, we understand you arguing balls and strikes. We're as frustrated as anybody, but we need you in the game.
Right.
And that's the part where Harper's got to –
he's a hothead.
You got to chill.
You know, but that's why people compared him to Pete Rose in that sense, that he's always – you know, he's an intense dude. That's – you know, look, we got a guy like that in Josh Donaldson. You're starting to see some of that come out at times for the Braves. And that's what – you need a guy like that. But, again, you got to be smart. But getting back to the umps, brother, I'm telling you, technology's there, Carl. Robot umps.
Yeah.
You can digitize the screen. You can make it just like tennis with the Cyclops technology. Strike.
Here's the thing for me last night, and it's just like what we talked about with the targeting rule in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, we'll talk some dogs and college football. More draft talk at 4 o'clock as well. Mike Conte, in case you missed it on the way here, less than 10 minutes. I don't ever want to see the Stars get thrown out.
You paid money to see Bryce Harper.
To go see the Stars. And when you throw Bryce Harper out, well, you ruined my night.
Yep.
Because that's who I'm going to see. It's like, you know, again, we said this. If Julio gets thrown out of a game, I'm going to be pretty ticked off about it. All right? And the odds of that happening are slim to none. But who knows with these pass interference rules that they have now in the NFL and reviews. I'm just saying, I don't ever want to see Stars thrown out. Let them argue. Let's have a big whoop-de-doo, but unless he talked about your mom or said something about your wife, come on, man.
But, I mean, this is – I'm telling you, I just don't understand why it doesn't get addressed. Why is – you know, somebody give these notes to A-Rod. He can say something interesting. It'd be the first time in his career on television.
Well, he'll call John, John Donaldson.
But do you feel me on this? You and I have been working together for 5 years. I've been on this for all that time. The umpires are the problem.
You don't know what the strike zone is. How many times you go down to SunTrust, you're watching the game, and you see your pitcher getting squeezed, and you have no idea where the strike zone is, Carl. It literally is. It's about 2 inches somewhere around the knee, right?
Yeah.
If you call the strike zone from the letters, like the same one we learned in Little League, down the knees, the game speeds up. Yes, offense would suffer. Batters are going to have to get the bat off their shoulder, less 3-2 counts. But I'm telling you, that's better for the game.
Here's the deal with Harper, though. And as much as I want to defend, you know, his actions and the ump should just take it, Mike's right. He's a hothead. 12th career ejection. And to put that in context, you know, it's the first time that a Philly has been ejected from a game since 2015. And he just got there. And then you go, well, who's the next guy? It's Matt Kemp, who has 14 ejections. And Kemp entered the major league 6 years before Harper. Harper already has 12 career ejections. So that's the thing, man. You talk about, you know, here's a guy that is really 0-100 pretty quickly. And all of a sudden now, last night, he put his team in jeopardy. They end up losing the game, but I agree with his teammates. We're better with you in the lineup. This would be like Acuna arguing, getting thrown out, and then you go, you didn't have to say anything. You know, I get it. You're hot. But you cost the team ultimately. I just think, though, these umps, man, this is part of the issue.
It's a whole generation. And for those guys who aren't catching our drift, there was a time where, yes, you always had guys like the Ron Lucianos of the world and the Doug Harveys. And Braves fans remember the horrible fat, dead Eric Gregg. Remember
Eric
him?
Eric Gregg, yes.
You know, you had the ridiculous strike zone with Levon Hernandez.
You said fat, dead Eric Gregg.
He's gone, right?
He is gone. Rest in peace, yes.
But well, he was terrible. He's a bad umpire. But as far as the today's guys go, the one guy who, for me, Carl, kind of captures the buzz of the guy – strutting around like a peacock, is Angel Hernandez. Nobody is here to see you.
Yeah.
Nobody's dressed up with an umpire. Well, there are guys who dress up as umpires, but they're dorks. But the point I'm getting to is this is the one thing which will help to speed up the game. When do these guys become untouchable, I guess, is the point. Well, kind of like the NFL with the refs.
Yeah, I don't know if they're untouchable. I do know they have a lot of power. And I do think, you know, the whole thing, we used to think like, oh, these guys don't hold grudges. Oh, they don't have get back in them.
Not much.
Whatever. Player like Bryce Harper says something to an ump. Ump says, all right, got you next time. It may be 2 weeks. It may be 2 months.
Right.
And then the ump decides to get them back. And you know how you get them back? This is what happens. Strike!
Yep.
That's not a strike. Strike tonight. Strike! Yep. That's not a strike. That's high. It's a strike to me.
Well, talk to Brian McCann about it. When you frame the pitch a little bit too long, they don't like that. People are getting showed up. If the pitcher sits there for more than a millisecond and looks at the plate, they feel they're getting shot again. When did these – you were there to be abused. If you had the talent, Carl, if you could hit 300, you'd be a player.
Yeah.
You didn't, you want to be involved in the sport, you're an umpire. Deal with it. That is your lot in life is to not be respected by anyone.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, talking some Braves. Braves back in action tonight, as we mentioned. And we'll see what they do, man, on the road as this road trip continues. They're back home on Friday. But the good news is – we mentioned it. Folty is set to start on Friday, so hopefully things go as planned, and we get a chance to see him on the hill. He was by far our best pitcher last year. It wasn't close. I think Gausman was a close second, but I thought Folty really had a coming out party. And if he can do that, Mike, and truly be that number one. Now, here's the thing, and this is no disrespect to Folty. He's a good player. But if the Braves went out and spent money, Folty would be maybe a number two or three guy with a legitimate number one starter on our squad. But because of the circumstances – we consider him our number one. That's so be it. That's fine. But that's the difference between us and some of these other teams that we'll ultimately be competing against to get to the playoffs.
Well, Max Fried's a guy that's doing a fantastic job. And, again, now other teams will get a book on Max. He'll have to go through these same opponents later in the year, and that's always when you see what the guy really is all about. But the way he's mixed things up between, as we said this all season, and it starts, real masterful, the kind of stuff that Smoltz talks about all the time, a real thinking approach to how he's doing it. You know what? Another guy to me is an X factor. What's our lot with Newcomb these days? I mean, is he going to get us together?
Well, he's still at AAA as of right now. He's going to have to come back up, Mike, and really prove it. The problem was walks. As a pitcher, it's your worst enemy. You can't walk guys and put yourself in danger, and then all of a sudden, Mike, you become vulnerable because now you're forced to put balls over the plate. You are forced to pitch to a guy differently than you wanted to because you might have walked one or two guys. That has been his biggest problem from spring training into the season. And I said this, Sean Newcomb, more walks than strikeouts when he got put down. Okay? So if he can figure that out, yeah, I still think he's got the stuff to be a good starter for us, but that's got to get figured out.
Bryce Wilson, by the way, a 5.40 ERA down in Gwinnett. Kobe Allard, a 4.05 ERA, 1-1 on the year. These are guys which, again, and by the way, some of these guys, newsflash, are going to get traded at the trade deadline. You're going to have to give up some of these young pitchers to go get some bullpen help or another starter at the trade deadline.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jimmy says, Dukes, just like when Trey Young got thrown out of the game in Chicago, I was ripped off.
Right. That's exactly right. No, the referees, and we say rabbit ears, guys that are they're looking for that, Carl. They're just looking to run somebody.
Hey, coming up next, it's In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte, guys. We got a lot more draft conversation coming your way. And who's on the Falcons' big board? Find out at 5 o'clock.
You can't call me for that.
Well, you missed the tag. You missed the tag,
buddy. You just spit on me.
I did not spit on you.
You spit on me.
I did not spit on you.
Oh, you're in the wrong business, Jack.
Oh, yeah? You want me to run you? I'll run you.
Well, you want me to call you a pretty please?
Call me, and you're out of here.
I've never seen Crash so angry. And frankly, sports fans, he used a certain word that's a no-no with umpires.
Hit shot, score!
Are back in action
as they kick off season three.
Catch every game here all season long.
Our MLS Cup champion Atlanta United play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Yesterday, Mike and I had a chance to visit with the guy we really enjoy watching, and we think he does really good work, Marty Smith from ESPN. Dog fans, stick around to hear what he said. Coming up in 20 minutes about the dog program. He was on the field on Saturday.
Yeah, man, I watched a little bit after we had him on the show yesterday, last night on the computer, him interviewing Cristiano Ronaldo amongst one of the interviews he's done. It's kind of really, I mean, just a low-key, kind of laid-back style, but it's really good stuff.
It is time for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte. From neck to toes, muscles and bones get moving again with Resurgence Orthopedics. Schedule your appointment online today at resurgence.com. They've done a great job with my daughter and her broken foot, which is almost healed. She's still in the boot, but just a couple more weeks.
Still milking it?
Yeah, man. Well, the doc told her till the end of April, so then that's when she's able to take off the boot and get back to regular activity. But it's been, you know, an 8 or 9 week process and multiple x-rays and all that stuff. So
April 23rd is the end of April.
Pretty much.
I mean, you're a week away from the month being over. You're close.
Well, that's what she says. You know, he still wanted her to wear it when she goes outside the house.
Is the boyfriend carrying her books for her at school?
We'll spill some tea maybe later on today.
Okay.
Mike Conte, what's going on, man?
All right, so are you from Texas or have you just lived in Texas?
No, so dad was in the military, so he retired there.
Okay.
So I ended up going to high school and finishing school there and then going to college, obviously.
Got it. Do you know where Springtown, Texas is? Have you heard of that?
No. What city is it near? Springtown.
I'm assuming it's near the Metroplex.
Okay.
Because
in Dallas?
I have a story here that was reported on by several TV stations in Dallas. And, you know, the next time you're in Springtown, Texas, if you should go there again, I might recommend that you stay away from Mr. Jim's Pizza.
What's wrong with Mr. Jim's?
Well, police are investigating claims that at Mr. Jim's Pizza, one of the employees tainted pizzas that they were selling Friday night with Miralax.
Ew.
Oh.
It's a brand of laxatives.
Ew.
And apparently he decided to boast about this on social media.
Dummy.
Which makes it pretty easy to catch the assailant. He has not been charged yet. He has been fired. I guess he served one of the pizzas to a fellow employee, and the employee did get sick. But now they're denying that he actually put Miralax on the pizza. It's just a coincidence that the employee got sick.
This is the worst publicity any pizza joint would ever want,
right? No. You don't want this.
No.
If you're renowned for selling tainted pizzas, that is a problem. You don't want that business.
There was a thing in the restaurant business years ago. I heard about it. I've never seen it happen. I don't know if this is a wives' tale, Mike, and we all bartended, we all waited tables at times, but that you could put Visine in a food item and it would make people sick.
Ugh.
And they took whatever was in it that would take Craig, you're nodding. You're familiar with this one?
Isn't Visine just salt water?
But apparently there was some additive in or something in Visine that bag you put it in soup or in something, it would bleh, it would make somebody apparently all exits.
Well, I was talking to Bo Johnson about this in the bullpen because he saw me pull this story off the printer. Bo has worked in food service a very long time. I think all of us who have worked in food service, I worked at a donut shop way back when I was in high school. We've all kind of, you know, boasted about, yeah, I'm going to get that guy someday. I'm going to spit in his burger, something like that. We never actually follow through with it. No one ever really does that,
right?
Hopefully. But this guy was dumb enough to put it on social media, and that's why he's out of a job now.
Well, isn't that how most of these guys get caught now, honestly?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody
can't keep their mouths shut.
They can't. And everybody's so egotistical that they want to prove that they were a part of it or whatever it might be. And then you get caught on tape. And then you get caught.
I do credit Mr. Jim for acting swiftly to terminate the employee, though.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, Mr. Jim, he doesn't tolerate tomfoolery like that in his pizzeria. Speaking of Dallas, did you see the story about Ezekiel Elliott? I guess he got a tattoo of himself.
Well, of course he did.
He tattooed himself on his cat. Like, here's the picture.
Now, they were also saying, people in Dallas were saying that it looks like a zombie version of Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, the eyes are
Maybe the eyes have to get finished, Carl. Maybe they're not done yet.
Yeah, maybe they have to go back. I don't know. He was with his BFF, Dak Prescott, at the Dallas Stars game last night.
Okay.
They put them on the Jumbotron, and I don't know.
Because
they had a very interesting friendship. They decided that when they were on the Jumbotron, Dak would feed Ezekiel popcorn.
Oh.
Because, you know, feed Zeke.
Was he wearing one of his half shirts?
That's a bad idea.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
that's a bad idea.
I mean, you know, to each his own.
Mike, no, hell no. I'm not feeding you popcorn if we get on the Jumbotron.
I love you like a brother, and there's no way I'm feeding you popcorn on the Jumbotron.
That's not happening.
You do know, we talked about this back when I was on the morning show, that a couple years ago for Christmas, Dak and Zeke Elliott got each other friendship necklaces. You remember this, right?
Dudes?
Because they're good friends?
Well, you know, one of their numbers is 21, the other is 4. That's the area code for Dallas. So for Christmas back in 2016, I don't know who bought it. I think it was Dak who bought it. They have matching friendship necklaces. Uh-huh. Now, the kids call them chains.
Okay.
Because they're pretty big lapels. But right. They have a very close quarterback to running back friendship. It's very nice.
Yeah, listen, I hadn't heard that. I wasn't aware of that, Mike. Yes. Mike Bell, were you aware of that?
No.
Okay.
You want to give your guy...
I'm sorry. Ezekiel Elliott designed these. The story I'm reading here. 2 14-carat pendants... the kids call them chains.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know if they were wearing that last night at the hockey game, but that's how they spent their time on the Jumbo.
Now, you guys remember the big, we called them Dookie gold ropes, the big thick chains.
Sure,
all right?
Absolutely.
Back in the day, like if you and your boy were wearing those and you were out, all right, and we're going way back, all right, I can maybe see that. I don't even think that I was ever gifted, though, anything like that. Mike, have you ever been gifted by a friend like that?
Not a male friend.
Yeah, me neither. No. Interesting.
I'm looking at the chain. It's pretty tight. You know,
is it tight?
No, it's
21-4 with a star on top. Because, it's pretty tight looking.
Because that's the Dallas area code, isn't it? 214. It's very sweet. Okay. And then I guess you can break it apart, and you can give the other friend, like, the other number.
Okay,
and
you
then
know what?
Like those little necklaces that you can
heart,
break apart.
Yeah, the heart.
So let me
apart.
Get this straight. So the Cowboys are like in film meetings, and then Dak passes a note. It gets passed to Zeke. Lunch today, BFF? Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. It sounds a little strange.
This was a while ago. This was in 2016. I don't know if their friendship has.
Yeah, but you just told me one guy was feeding another guy popcorn on the Jumbotron.
But it's feed Zeke. You know the celebration.
Yeah,
he does,
feed him.
Yes,
2-yard run he has.
Okay. Now speaking of feed,
does the
Mike,
feed Zeke?
Speaking of feed Zeke, some people in Dallas are feeling that he's been doing too much of that. That he's a little bit above where he needs to be weight wise before season.
Gained some weight. He's fat.
He looked fine to me in the pictures compared to what we look.
Well, I'm looking at the photo of Zeke here with his new zombie tattoo of himself on his calf, and he's kind of gone to that trick that a lot of people go to when they've put on some weight.
Beard?
He has grown a beard.
Yeah.
Oh.
To, like, a very long, substantial beard, because, you know, a lot of times people will do that to conceal the fact that there is a
additional
ridge of fat in their
It's true.
Neck.
You know, I'm looking at the video here. He basically poured a bucket of popcorn on him.
Oh, well, that I did not see the video. I only
read
the story about it.
I mean, because it sounded really...
Well, they were... No, it's feet...
You're making it sound like Brokeback Mountain.
I didn't make it sound
he
like
He literally took the bucket and poured it over, and Zeke's like, and they're all laughing and having fun.
Zeke.
Take a look, Carl.
Take a look. I don't know how you choose to take what I tell you, but, I mean, he was feeding Zeke.
He's like throwing it at him, Carl. I mean, it's not. There's nothing strange about that.
I never said there was.
I feel better.
No, but when you are a wordsmith, time out, Mike. Some men create with clay, others with watercolor. You create with your very voice. Someone's in their car. Mike Conte says it's Ezekiel Elliott. He's being fed popcorn by Dak. Imagine him.
One piece individually
dropped on the man's tongue.
Well, I did not see the video.
That's how
I read the article that was presented to me. About their behavior at the Stars game.
Because
when
you said this, it's in case you missed it with Mike Conte. When you said this, I imagined a guy with his girl at the movies.
Sure.
Okay. and she's feeding him popcorn.
Well, because,
that was the visual I got.
Yeah, but is the guy at the movie theater the subject of a feed that guy celebration when they get a 2-yard run?
No. But I wasn't thinking anything else except that visual until I just saw what Mike showed me.
That's not what I thought at all. So, I mean, that's the direction. I'm glad we have clarity on this story.
It is up at Mike Bell ATL. You judge for yourself. We feel now it's simply a harmless popcorn toss.
All right, man.
Was he wearing the 214 pendant?
I couldn't
see.
He did have I think he had a Stars. Somebody had a Stars jersey on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should. Yeah, you're at their game.
Now, granted, Dak was caressing his cheek with his one hand, but I made that up.
Resurgence Orthopedic, guys. Schedule your appointment online today at resurgence.com. Mike, we'll be back in the 5 o'clock hour. When we come back, hear what Marty Smith from ESPN had to say about the dog program and Kirby Smart. It's Dukes and Bell.
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger. It's for a cop.
Roger.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that so he makes it good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.